Good morning. This is Sakishvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. The central government has temporarily relaxed the protected area permit PAP regime in Naglim to facilitate the Hornbill Festival. This was conveyed by the Ministry of Home Affairs to Naglim's chief secretary in a letter yesterday. The decision follows a request from the state government for lifting the regime to promote tourism and ease travel ahead of the festival.
The Home Affairs Ministry has agreed to relax restrictions tied to the protected area permit in the state for 10 days, from December 1 to December 10. Noting that this was solely for tourism purposes, it said the relaxation will automatically end on December 10. The ministry added that citizens of Afghanistan, China, and Pakistan, and foreign nationals having their origin from these countries will continue to require prior approval before entering Nagaland. The state government and relevant authorities have been directed to step up monitoring of foreign visitors during the period. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
Taking to social media, Naglim Chief Minister Imperio expressed gratitude to the Government of India and Union Home Minister Amit Shah for relaxing the PAP regime for the Hornbill Festival. Mr. Rio further requested the ministry to consider permanently removing PAP in Naglim to boost tourism, enhance global engagement and support the state's growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police being held in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the first day of the DGP-IGP conference in Raipur witnessed extensive deliberations on different aspects of India's security system. He said this is a great forum to share best practices and innovations in this field. The three-day conference is being held under the theme Viksit Bharat Security Dimensions. The deliberations are focusing on developing next-level security frameworks to safeguard citizens against new-age challenges. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, DGPs from various states and union territories, as well as heads of central police organizations, are attending the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. A report
will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Naglim Chief Minister Imperio has conveyed his greetings to former Chief Ministers Dr. S.C. Jameer, K.L. Chishi and Dr. Sirho Zilie on the occasion of Statehood Day. He also extended special invitations to his predecessors for the inaugural program of the 26th edition of Hornbill Festival. The event will take place tomorrow at the Naga Heritage Village, Kisama. In a major boost to ecotourism, cultural heritage and biodiversity conservation, the Morung Experience Centre was inaugurated at Konoma yesterday. Developed under the Forest and Biodiversity Management in the Himalaya Project and funded by the German Development Corporation through KfW Development Bank, the centre is set to become a hub for biodiversity education and conservation learning. Speaking at the event, Senior Portfolio Manager for Natural Resources and Climate Asia at KfW, Dr. Florian Wienerker, commended Konoma for more than 25 years of community-led conservation initiatives. He expressed hope that the centre will inspire further conservation and community development while serving as a knowledge hub to promote environmental awareness and preservation of traditional knowledge. The centre stands as a model of community ownership and partnership, with the village people contributing about 22% of the total project investment through land, resources and labour. And the India Meteorological Department has forecast no large change in minimum temperatures across the northeastern state for the next 3 days. However, it said the region is expected to see a drop of 2 to 3 degrees Celsius in minimum temperatures thereafter. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.